Two NHS doctors have gone on trial accused of plotting two failed car bomb attacks in London and a failed suicide attack at Glasgow Airport last year. Bilal Abdullah from Glasgow and Mohammed Asher, who's from Newcastle-under-Lyme in Staffordshire, deny conspiracy to murder. Bilal Abdullah was arrested after a burning car was driven into the main terminal at Glasgow Airport. Our correspondent Peter Hunt has been listening to the evidence at Woolwich Crown Court in London.
Bilal Abdullah and Mohammed Asher, the court was told, were intent on committing murder on an indiscriminate and a wholesale scale. According to the prosecution, they are Islamic extremists and were part of a small terrorist cell planning a series of car bombings in busy urban areas. Five vehicles had been bought. These would have been revengeful attacks, Jonathan Laidlaw QC said, punishment brought to bear on the British people for the treatment of Muslims all over the world. The first attempted attack, he said, was in June last year. Two cars packed with gas canisters, petrol and nails were left in London's West End outside a busy nightclub and a bus stop. When they didn't explode, Mr. Laidlaw said the bombers then tried to mount a suicide attack on Glasgow Airport during its busiest day. The car bomb failed to explode. The driver, Kafil Ahmed, died from his injuries. His passenger, Bilal Abdullah, an Iraqi national born here, was described in court as the central figure in this terrorist cell. The prosecution said Dr. Abdullah's defence, that the bombing campaign was intended to cause damage to property and not people, was ludicrous. The jury heard that the second defendant, Mohammed Asher, had a less obvious and visible role providing guidance and support to the bombers. The prosecuting barrister said the extraordinary thing about this case was that the two men in the dock were doctors who turned their attention away from the treatment of illness to the planning of murder.
You're listening to the 6 o'clock news on BBC Radio 4.